It's time for the Freely We Give program, a Bible broadcast presented to you by G.D. Fulton, and it is the desire of Mr. Fulton to help you have a personal praying relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
As I come to bring you a message out of the Word of God this morning, I want to challenge you to examine the Word of God for your personal self this morning. There's so much deceit concerning the Word of God, especially concerning Christmas, when we've added so much to the Bible story of Christmas. I feel like Satan is out here deceiving people concerning what the Word of God says about Christmas. Everybody's talking about the baby born in Bethlehem. But there's one thing I'd like to challenge you this morning as I bring you a message out of the Word of God and my experience of life. Can you point back to a time when you've been born into the kingdom of God? It's not the important question about that baby being born, John, or in Bethlehem, but have you experienced being born into the kingdom of God? You better examine your heart before the Word of God and be sure that you've been born into the kingdom of God. Or this little baby born in Bethlehem will never shed no light upon your pathway. Let me read you some of the deceitful things about the story about Christmas. I see so many plays and things concerning the wise men. Let me read you the story, the Bible story about these wise men. It says, "Now behold," in the second chapter of Matthew, "now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east." The Bible don't say one word about these being kings. They came from the east. It don't say one word about how many there were. Kings didn't get out and wander over the hillside like that. They wouldn't last very long if they did. It don't say where these wise men came from. It says they was wise men. Don't say one thing about them being kings or about one thing about how many there were. Yet we write so many songs and things about these wise men. "They came saying to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that's born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled in all Jerusalem. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. They said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I might may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house," how many plays have you seen where the wise men came to the manger? This was sometime later. Mary and Joseph was in a house. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. This is a Bible story, and the only story that we have in the Bible concerning the wise men. I see so much deceit out in the world concerning the Word of God. I'd like to try to tell you the truth about the eternal, everlasting Word of God. We talk about this baby that's been born in Bethlehem. Did it ever occur to you that only a few shepherds and a few wise men knew of his birth when he come into the world? Up at the temple, the headquarters of a religion, the Lord bypassed all the priests and the Bible scholars and revealed the birth of his son to only a few shepherds and wise men. Such a great event as this happening in the world. All the religious people in the temple and the synagogues missed his birth. The Lord didn't announce his birth to them. They missed hearing the angels sing out up on the hillsides. The Bible don't say a thing about the wise men being kings. The Bible don't say anything about the wise men coming to the manger or how many there was. To show you some of the deceit and false thing that people believe about the Bible. They came to the house where Mary and Joseph was. I've studied the Bible for some 60 years, and I want to tell you the truth. And here's a warning I'd like to give each one listening to me. You better read the Bible for your own self and try to understand and know what the Bible, the Word of God, says. Don't let no man deceive you. It's what the Lord Jesus Christ said when he is in the earth. Satan, through imitation religion, had deceived the Jewish nation. He came to his own, and his own received him not. What a sad story to think he came to the nation of Israel, and they received him not. It was only a few that recognized him. The Lord Jesus Christ, this baby in the manger, we can't worship him in the manger anymore because he growed up on the hills of Palestine and brought his kingdom down to the earth and told us that we should pray and live on earth, that his kingdom might come on earth like it was up yonder in heaven. Have you ever experienced being born into this kingdom that he talks about? This grown-up baby told us how we could enter the kingdom. He said, unless you are born again by his Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. This is that baby that was born in Bethlehem talking and laying down the rules for his kingdom. The Lord said, ye must be born again. That's the most important thing in life to you. You better ask your question, ask yourself over and over, have I been born into the kingdom of God? Is the Lord's Spirit indwelling me? Have you been brought under conviction by the Holy Spirit and received the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom into your life as you approach Christmas? The Bible plainly says if you have not the Spirit of God indwelling you, you are none of his. You are none of his. You're still in the kingdom of darkness. The Bible says he that hath the Son hath life. It's a personal relationship between you and God. If you have not the Son of God and his kingdom abiding in you, you are none of his, as the Bible says. He that hath not the Son hath not life. You have no hope beyond the grave if you have not the Son of God and his kingdom and his Spirit indwelling us now. You better examine yourself and your relationship to God. The Bible said if we don't love the Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom, Paul said, let Him be accursed. It's awful to go down through this world. Satan fooled you and think you're saved when you're not. It'll be awful to come down to the end. The Lord said, told His disciples, the kingdom of God is within you. This kingdom of peace, the Lord Jesus Christ come. It's within us if we've been born of the Spirit of God. You better examine yourself and see whether you're living under the influence of the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the flesh. And if the kingdom of God has been born into you and into me, we have been partakers of a divine nature, and we live in His kingdom, a spiritual kingdom with a new nature. The old fleshly things pass away. I fear as I talk to you this morning, most of the people in religion have missed the new birth. Just like the people in Palestine missed the Lord Jesus Christ's birth when He came into the world to be born in Bethlehem. Did it ever occur to you that the innkeeper missed His experience in His birth? All the business world, the religious people, missed His birth. The Lord says to you and me, it's a narrow way that leads to life, and few people are going to find it. You better examine yourself and make your peace call and election sure, and be sure you're traveling the narrow way that leads to life. Because Satan, that great deceiver's out in the world, so much going on, till you'll be deceived if you don't examine the Word of God for yourself. Did it ever occur to you as the Lord Jesus Christ, this baby was born in Bethlehem, walked over the hills of Palestine, that Satan deceived most all the religious people of that day? They said, almost all the religious people said, this man shall not reign over us. He'll not reign over us. We'll live our own lives. What are you saying this morning? Do you want the Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom to rule over you? Line up your life according to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ that He spoke as He traveled over the hills of Palestine. The religious world said, give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Let us live our fleshly lives. Let us live in our material kingdom. Just let us alone. Let us alone. Let me warn you, you examine yourself by the Word of God. As we go into this Christmas season, don't spend all your time trying to feed your fleshly body, but you better examine your soul before God and feed your soul and your upon the Word of God and your spirit during this Christmas season. Examine yourself before the Word of God. What kind of religion do you have? Do you want to go to church to be praised of men and be seen of men like the religious people in the Lord's day? Or do you want the real religion that the Lord Jesus Christ brought into the world? In the Lord's day, they wanted their imitation religion. They wanted to worship God with their lips, but they wanted to keep their hearts far away from God. What kind of religion do you have as you go into this Christmas season? As I've walked out and worked among men most of my life and tried to witness to them, here are some of the foolish claims that I've heard men tell me as I tried to warn them about death and eternity. They say, heaven can wait. The Bible can wait. Give me the world. I want to enjoy the world and the thrills of the world as long as I can. I'll make peace with God someday. After I've carried out all my plans, I've talked to people who was going to liquor store to sell liquor. They tell me all their plans, how they intend to get rich and then get right with God. I warned one, I said, you won't have time to carry out all your plans. He wouldn't put up his liquor store, and about the time he got set with all of his money, he got up and went to the bathroom one night and fell into eternity. God canceled out all of his plans. And if you're not born of the Spirit of God, God someday is going to cancel out of all your plans suddenly, and you're going to find yourselves going into eternity without any hope. I've seen so many people that say, well, I belong to religion. Somehow I'll get in. Or the preacher will preach me into heaven when I die. All kind of false thing that they've made their refuge. I'd like to read you in Isaiah's day how foolish people was, the children of Israel. In the 28th verse, the 15th, 28th chapter, the 15th verse, it said, because ye have said, we've made a covenant with death. What kind of covenant do you think you're going to make with death? You better flee to the Lord Jesus Christ. The only one can deliver you from death, that eternal death. Listen how foolish these religious people were. They said, with hell we are agreement. We've got our agreement with hell. We'll never go to hell. In fact, I don't know whether there is a hell or not. I hear so many people say now. The Bible says when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, when God's judgment comes, they say we can sow our wild oats, we'll never reap them. Don't let no man deceive you. If you sow to the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind. These religious people, listen how foolish they were. They said, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. They said, when the judgment comes, it'll not come to us. But listen what God said. Judgment will also, I will lay to the lion and righteousness to the plummet. What are you going to do when God comes and weighs you in his balances? Don't take lies for your refuge. And here's what God said, and the hail shall sweep away your refuge of lies. God will take away all the refuge of lies. You better make the word of God your refuge and cling to all the promise of the word of God, and don't let Satan deceive you with the imitation religion and make lies your refuge and not know what it is to be born of the Spirit of God and how the Spirit of God indwells in you. God said, your covenant with death shall I disannul. Your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, you'll be destroyed without God and without any hope. And you'll have to die the second death if you don't make the Lord Jesus Christ your refuge and experience being born into his kingdom.